This is TLV1.
You are listening to Call Cambridge.
See you all 1350. Shalom. אתם מקשיבים לקול קיימברידג', אני אנטיתזה. הנה המוזיקה.
This is Radio TLV1. It's Cold Cambridge. I'm DJ Antithesis. It's our 15th birthday. Amazing. 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 It's our 15th birthday. Can you believe it? It's absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Who'd have thought, eh? And of course, we just opened up the show. Didn't want to confuse you, but we're not on CUR 1350 anymore. But basically, what you just heard was our first ever broadcast on the 27th of January 2005, 15 years ago. How did this all start? I mean, we've got a very different show today. It's going to be very special. We're going to be playing some great music, some celebrations, some messages from you, the listeners. We've got a very, very important message, potentially the most important message in the whole of Cold Cambridge's history. We're going to give you that to you at the end of the show. That really important. We'll get to that. But I also want to tell you a little bit about how we got to where we are, because, you know, it's not just a given that 15 years on, we are still here. And it's kind of crazy. Like, you know, I was always interested in radio. Don't know why, but I just was. Got to university and immediately signed up for the student radio. Now, the problem was they wouldn't just put you on air, which, fair enough, they had to train you, right? But actually getting trained was pretty hard. There was this long backlog of people who wanted to get trained. And I had a very intensive course, and a lot of the trainings were on Saturdays, and the other ones clashed with lectures or other commitments I had and stuff. So it actually took me to my third year. I tried several times. It took me to my third year at university to get trained. And I finally got trained in the winter of 2004. And once you're trained, you can apply to be on the air. Now, I got actually the original kind of like message from the that I kind of wrote to the station in order to kind of go on air, just dig it out. And basically what it is once you're trained, you can ask to you know, propose all sorts of shows and things like that. And I really wanted to do a rap show. That's what the music I liked, but there already was a rap show. So I was like, what do I know anything else about? So I know a little bit about Israeli music. Not very much, to be honest, but I knew a little bit. And I was like, the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, Israeli music, Jewish music, there's no one doing anything like that anywhere. This could be quite cool. And I knew, you know, we broadcasted on the internet, not just in Cambridge. I was like, you know, the whole Jewish community in England potentially could listen. I mean, at the time, thinking England, and it grew even bigger than that. So I actually got the original email here. Like, you know, they asked what I did for programs, and I got an email from Andrew Walkinshaw, the program manager at the time. And I'd written, you know, I'd quite like to do a Jewish program, Jewish and Israeli music. I wrote, looking at the schedule for last term, it seems quite different from anything currently on offer. So I don't know if you want to do it, but I think you'll potentially have a lot of listeners. I was right. And he wrote back, you know, this is 2005, we're in the middle of the second intifada still. He's like, we'll put on air whatever our presenters want to do. The only trouble area is concerned, you know, there's a lot of issues on campus around the Israel-Palestine debate. He doesn't think the radio should be getting involved. But then he goes on, he says, you know, I just feel like I have to say that, but I know you know that. And I'd be astounded if there's any problem. I think it's a great idea. I'd love the station to have more varied programming, but I can only schedule what people want to do. So that was it. That was 17th of January 2005. 10 days later, we were on the air with what you just heard. First week, we were like the most highly rated show on the station. The week after, we were double the ratings of anyone else. The week after that, it was like almost triple. It was growing and growing and growing. You know, the Jewish community in England basically started tuning in. And, you know, the hour before me was empty. There was no one in the schedule. So after a month, I wrote to them. I was like, guys, you know, this is going well. There's an hour before me. How about we do 2 hours instead of 1 hour? They were like, yes! and things just went from strength to strength. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. I don't normally talk this much on the show, so let's get into the music. And I'm going to open with some celebrations, birthday celebrations, and we've got a very special message, actually, I'm about to play right now from a very special guy. We've been supporting him since the beginning, since 2005. It's in Hebrew. I'll explain it later for those of you who don't understand. But this is pretty cool.
היי, כאן רגב עוד, ואתם מאזינים לרדיו קול קיימברידג'. יום הולדת שמח ותודה על הכל. היום חוגגים יום הולדת, חגיגה של פעם בשנה. אז המון מזל טוב ממני רגב עוד שגם מאזין.
היום חוגגים יום הולדת.
שהשתנה. יש לך יום הולדת, קחי לך מסיבה, תרקדי במקום לחשוב, קבלי את מה שבא. שוב יבוא הקיץ ויבוא הסתיו, תראי איך טוב אבי, איך כל מתחיל עכשיו.
שקדי הפורחת, הגיע שוב אפריל, מסתכל על הקטנים, נזכר איך כל זה התחיל. יום הולדת 40, אי אפשר להישאר אפתי, חוגג את המשבר עם קעקוע או דוקטי. הספקתי ויש הרבה לאן לגדול, להתבגן בסטייל זה עכשיו הרוקנרול, ואני לא לבד, אצל גברים זו תופעה. בבקשה אל תעשי לי מסיבת הפתעה, עשיתם לי עוגה, כתבתם לי אהוב, בצד שאלת אותי אבא למה אתה עצוב, אמרתי מה פתאום, קיביתי את הנר, וואלה כך הזמן עובר. יש לי יום הולדת, לא דופק חשבון, החבר'ה בידים, כמעט שסו בגרון, הגעתי עד הלום, אני כוזר את הקופון, עוד סיבוב עליי, נרוקן את המקום. יש לי יום הולדת, לא דופק חשבון, החבר'ה בידים, כמעט שסו בגרון, הגעתי עד הלום, אני כוזר את הקופון, הגוף עייף בראש, לא נותן לשאול. ההורים באים לשמור על הילדים, אין מה לדאוג, עד ואני יוצאים בערב להפגוק, זרקת איזה חולצה של מעצב איטלקי משוגע, ואין מה לדבר, דפקנו הצגה. אז שנינו יושבים במסעדה יוקרתית, המלצר מדבר הרבה, מסביר על התפריט.
ערב טוב, והמיוחדים להיום פולנטה על מצע של מטה אופר שודרשו על כובית.
דבר עברית!
יין או בירה, קשה לי להחליט, לא מגבשים תוכנית אומנותית, עד שזה מגיע, יוצא לך ביוק, שנבטל את ההוגה עם הזיקוק.
יש לי יום הולדת, לא דופק חשבון, החבר'ה והדרים, כמעט שסר בגרון, הגעתי עד הלום, אני גוזל את הקופון, עוד סיבוב עליי, נרוקן את המקום. יש לי יום הולדת, לא דופק חשבון, החבר'ה והדרים, כמעט שסר בגרון, הגעתי עד הלום, אני גוזל את הקופון, הגוף היפה ראש, לא נותן לישון.
שקדי הפורחת בשבילי זה סימן, תזכורת לחיות כל עוד אני כאן, ואת יודעת, זו נסיעה משוגעת, אני ואת, יש זמנים קשים אבל הלילה לא אכפת, זה הרגע זה הזמן, רוצה לחיות כל עוד אני כאן, עכשיו זה רק שנינו והנה המזרון, אז יאללה בואי נלך לישון.
יש לי יום הולדת, לא דופק חשבון, החבר'ה בידרים, כמעט שסר בגרון, הגעתי עד הלום, אני גוזל את הקופון, עוד סיבוב עליי, נרוקן את המקום.
יש לי יום הולדת, לא דופק חשבון, החבר'ה בידים, כמעט שסר בגרון, הגעתי עד הלום, אני גוזל את הקופון, עוד סיבוב עליי, נרוקן את המקום. יש לי יום הולדת, לא דופק חשבון, החבר'ה בידים, כמעט שסר בגרון, הגעתי עד הלום, אני גוזל את הקופון, הגוף עייף בראש, לא נותן לישון.
מזל טוב!
היום יום הולדת, היום
חגיגה בלי 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 עוגה אין 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 חגיגה בלי 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 עוגה כולם איפה 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 העוגה איפה 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 העוגה
This is Radio TLV1 and you are listening to the sounds of Cole Cambridge with DJ Antithesis and we're celebrating 15 years. Yom Hulede Sameach, happy birthday to us. And that was the happy birthday compilation there, very good fun by Aviad Zaha. I've got to be honest, since my daughter started in daycare here, like I've learning all these Hebrew birthday songs I didn't know before. I mean, I knew the standard one, but there's all this stuff about cakes and things, you know, that you've got to learn getting on that. My daughter loves birthdays. Prior to that, Hadag Nachash, Yom Hulede Arbaim, 40th birthday. We're not quite there yet, but, you know, give it 25 years. And we'll be doing an even bigger special. We'll have to make sure to play that song then. Dana International with her take on Yom Hulede. And we open up with Regev Hod. How cool is that? How cool is that? Big up my wife for sorting out that little kind of recording there. She helped kind of make that connection. Regev, like, big thanks. For those of you who didn't understand the Hebrew, he's basically saying, you know, he listens to the show, appreciates the support, wishes us a happy birthday. And then he sang a little bit of his birthday song, and then, you know, we just segued into his birthday song. It was very smooth, I thought. Very cool. Got a few messages in from the listeners. So, you know, let's see what the listeners done been saying, you get me? Ken wrote in, he's, yo, I've been listening to you since 2005 when I lived in London. Yo, Ken, you've been with us since the beginning. I just got on one of many trips to Israel with my family, and I was starving for more of the Israel vibe, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I started poking around some podcasts, which were newish at the time, and came across yours. Wow, I've been listening ever since and was thrilled when you popped up again on TLV1. Someday I'll have the guts and move to the homeland as you did. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Ken. Lovely to hear from you. And Aaron writing in, dear DJ Antithesis, I am writing a request for your feedback for the 15th year anniversary episode. My daughter is now in the 9th grade and I are great fans of yours. We've been listening to Cold Cambridge for about 5 years and love your show. Living in Durham, North Carolina. North Carolina, we don't get to hear much Israeli music. We find the large variety of artists you play very interesting and can explore more about our favourite ones. Keep up your excellent job and we look forward to the next 15 years. Thank you, Aaron. And thank you to your daughter as well. Big up everyone in Durham, North Carolina. Represent. It's lovely to hear back from people. I know that you appreciate what we're doing. Let's talk a little bit more about how the show evolved. Like, because, you know, Ken there mentioned the podcast. Basically, what happened was, I think it was, you know, it was around 2005. Immediately we started recording the shows and we put them available for download afterwards. Like, we didn't call it podcast because that wasn't even a name back then. And then I think it was like the Easter break after we'd done, you know, our first 8 shows, and iTunes launched podcasts. And I was like, huh, I have a podcast. I just wasn't calling it that. So I went and listed on iTunes, and then like it really blew up, because the thing is, you know, a lot of people were going and checking out this podcast thing. And, you know, if you're like Jewish or you're a little bit interested in Israel, you know, what do? You go in the podcast thing and you search Jewish Israel, and we were the only thing that came up. And suddenly we were getting subscribers, like, you know, hundreds and then thousands of subscribers from everywhere. Like, I was getting messages from Singapore, from Australia, from Japan, from South Africa, from like all over continental Europe, from North America, from Latin America. The best one was, like, you know, I got a message once. I'm writing from Manaus. There's a small Jewish community here in the depths of the Amazon jungle. We all listen to Cold Cambridge. I was like, what are we doing here? Then we also, like, we tried to take things to the next level, because also in that break, the same break, I came out to Israel to go on Ulpan. And I was like, I've got this show, it's doing really well, let's do something with this. So I basically pretended to be my own assistant, and I started calling up the Israeli record labels, and I was like, hi, I'm the assistant of DJ Antithesis, and he's coming to Israel. He runs the most popular show on his station, True. He runs the only Israeli music radio show in the UK, True. At the time, we didn't have a huge amount of listeners, I'm not going to lie, but both true. And he thinks it'd be really good for your artist to get on the show now. So they were like, oh yeah, sounds good. You know, like, let's talk, blah, blah, blah. Tell him to call us when he gets here, etc. And this one guy, though, Avi Masika, he was like, Mandem, I want to meet him. Tell him to call me when he gets to the airport first thing. So I'm like, okay, I'll give him your number. I get to the airport, got my big suitcase. I call this guy, Avi Masika. He's like, I'm in the studio, come. I'm like, what now? He's like, yeah, come now. So I'm like, for real? So I jump in the taxi, Go down to Shchunat HaTikva in South Tel Aviv. He's in the studio. He's working on his second album. Like, we don't even have time to record the interview. He's just too busy doing all that stuff. Like, but it was pretty cool. And he was like, man, I need to hook you up. You get me? I need to hook you up. So like, he just starts pulling out his phone. He's like, you want this guy's number? Do you want this guy's number? You want Mookie's number? You want Yali Sobol's number? You want David Broza's number? You want Ivry Leader's number? I'm like, you know, if you got to do it, you got to do it. So I got all these numbers, and then I came back and recorded the interview with Masika, and I start calling these people up, and they're like, who are you? I'm like, oh, I got your number from having Masika. And they're like, okay, for real? Come, let's meet. And, you know, one thing led to another. In parallel, my main man, Hatomech, who was sorting this out with a lot of music at the time, we're going to hear from him in a little bit, was also, he worked in Israeli TV, and whenever he was meeting artists, he was getting numbers and stuff. And basically, I just ended up recording a huge amount of interviews. And just every time after that, I came to Israel, I was, you know, going to these artists' houses. At a certain point, it just becomes true, right? You know, I'm doing this thing and I'm representing, and we're getting these people on the show, and it's just making it even bigger. And, you know, if you go to colcambridge.com, you can see the people who came on the show, like, massive. We've started getting on the official distribution list of the record labels. And then, even bigger, we were nominated for a BBC award in student radio, Best Specialist Music. Went all the way down to London with I had like a lot of co-presenters at the time, took like the two main guys who were often with me, Hadag, and Nidan on Reichel, Black Tie Dinner. And we didn't win, but like, it was just amazing for the show and amazing for exposure, and just like, we knew we were doing something great. So that's just a little bit more background. I hope I haven't like bent your ear too much. We've got, actually, you know, quite a few of the former presenters and former people who were involved in the show, you know, were excited to hear about the birthday celebration. So they've got in touch and want to share their greetings as well before we play some more music.
Shalom, shalom, Cole Cambridge listeners. This is Idanon Reichel. What an achievement. Happy birthday, Cole Cambridge. I remember distinctly coming to the studio in Cambridge and my very first time on the mic, feeling very nervous but also excited. How brilliant it was to receive messages from around the world with requests and with comments and with obviously support for me to secure Idan Reichel's phone number, I seem to remember at the time. But actually, the thing that I really want to thank Antithesis for is for just bringing all of that fantastic music from across Israeli and Jewish culture to audiences around the world. I was so honored to be a part of it, and I still sort of tune into various songs from that time. By Mosh Ben Ari, Hayyadim, by even a cheeky bit of Sarit Haddad from every now and then. So really, congratulations, Mazal Tov, and here's to many more years of Cole Cambridge.
Hi Kulam, this is Gali, aka Hachokeret. 15 years ago, oh my God, we are so old. So 15 years ago, I had a great honor of being a small part in the amazing radio show with Shmuel Ayarok, Kol Cambridge. Hoping you're still listening to Israeli music. Musika za chaim. Love you all. Kisses, nashikot. Bye.
Hi, this is Hatanuket Hayaroka. Super excited to be celebrating Kol Cambridge's 15th birthday. Wow, what a 15 years. So much incredible music. So much talent, loads and loads of fantastic shows. I cannot wait to see what the next 15 years have to bring us. But in the meanwhile, enjoy. Mazal tov.
Hello, shalom from Hatomech. Hi, this is Barry Levinson. I'm sending a big like, a big thumbs up to the show. I've been following your broadcasts actually from the very, very beginning. I've always been a big fan. I remember in the early days giving you some photographs that you use on your discs. Wow, I can also remember hooking you up with some of the celebs in the Israeli music industry. People like Mommy Levy and Shiri Maimon. Do you remember? Subliminal, wow, some huge big stars. Loads more. And whenever I mentioned about this Zionist rapper, the Antithesis, they all wanted to meet up with you. Good luck with the work. Keep it up. Hatomech.
Hi Antithesis, Scotty here. want to wish you Mazal Tov on Cole Cambridge's 15th birthday. Still listening, still loving it. I was just listening when I was on paternity leave with my baby daughter, who absolutely loved Cole Cambridge, particularly loved the Mizrahi beats. So you're still doing great work. So Yom Hiladat Sameach, and look forward to listening for many more years.
Hydromi here. I want to wish Antithesis and all the listeners of Cole Cambridge a big congratulations on the 15-year anniversary of the show. I popped into the studio around this time last year for the first time in 11 years, and I felt like I'd never been away. Antithesis still showing that enthusiasm for all things Israeli music. Great to hear the latest sounds coming out of the Israeli music scene. Particularly enjoyed Sefen Lagar, great song Come See, Come Saw, and the latest stuff from Subliminal. And it's good to see Antithesis is given a platform to the likes of Formula, regardless of my opinion on them. So here's the next 15 years. Big up Antithesis and big up Cole Cambridge.
Happy birthday, Cole Cambridge. How are you 15 years old already? Mazal tov. This is DJ Subliminal wishing you a super happy birthday, and here's to many more fab years of Cole Cambridge. כאן DJ Subliminal מאחלת לכל קיימברידג' המון מזל טוב. מי ייתן ונזכה לעוד הרבה שנים של שידורים מגניבים. כל הכבוד לדיג'י אנטיתזה על היוזמה ומבורכת בשמירת המסורת. אתה פשוט אלוף. אני מחכה בקוצר רוח לשיתוף הפעולה הבא שלנו. אז יום הולדת שמח, כל קיימברידג' ונשיקות.
שלום and mingle abba. This is Hadag Hadag wishing everyone at Cole Cambridge and especially DJ Antithesis a very happy 15th birthday.
Wow, I got a little bit emotional there, I'm not gonna lie. Memory lane. Yo, let's go on with the music, you get me.
עולם של טוב כל החיים אוהב אותך, נושם אותך רוצה אותך לעולמים ביום חדש רק לחלחש בוקר טוב חיים שלי בשערות והגלים תמיד היית כאן בשבילי ובלעדייך לא יכול לישון אני יודע שהייתי הראשון שנתת לו את כולך את חום אהבתך מפרי גנך נותנת לי ושורשייך בליבי והלילה זה יום הולדתך ואני כאן בשבילך ישמח את ליבך יורדים לים, נוגעים בחול, ונשבעים לאהבה להיות ביחד עד הסוף, דקה יפה ועוד שנה מכתב קטן וזר פרחים הבאתי לך אהובתי ולעולם תהי בנשמתי ובלעדייך לא יכול לישון אני יודע שהייתי הראשון שנתת לו את כולך את חום אהבתך מפרי גנך נותנת לי ושורשייך בליבי והלילה זה יום הולדתך ואני כאן בשבילך לשמח את ליבך ובלעדייך לא יכול לישון אני יודע שהייתי הראשון שנתת לו את כולך את חום אהבתך מפרי גנך נותנת לי ושורשייך בליבי שנתת לו את כולך את חום אהבתך מפרי גנך נותנת לי ושורשייך בליבי מהלילה זה יום הולדתך ואני כאן בשבילך לשמח את ליבך החברות שלי באות עכשיו אליי בריצה הפכנו את הארון מצאנו גם עוד ארטיק צצה וזה היום שלי בערב עוד יהיה נסיכה כולם ישימו לב אליי קלוט את הפריים שחצה לי מושלם אין לאף אחד כזה בכל העולם אני מחר יהיה הכי יפה מכולן כן, ויש לי ים של בלונים שם מעל המיטה השיר הזה מקליט היום את כל הכיתה מי שלא איתי אז הוא בטח איתה כן אומר לך אם את רוצה מחר נפתח בוואטסאפ איזו קבוצה ונזמין שם את כל העולם ואת כולם זה לא סתם יום הולדת זהו יום מושלם אומר לך אם את רוצה נלך מחר לשופינג ליום צצה ותראי שאת לא כמו כולם בעולם זה היום שלך וזהו יום מושלם או יא היי יאללה בנות למה אתה לחכות? בואו נפתח מטלות המשאלות התגשמו זה היום שלי אני רוצה לשיר ולרקוד כל מי שהזמנתי לכאן הוא אוהב אותי תרימו לי רקוד ועוד קלוט את הפרנד שחצה לי מושלם אין לאף אחד כזה בכל העולם אני מחר יהיה הכי יפה מכולם כן, ויש לי ים של בלונים שם מעל המיטה השיר הזה מקפיץ היום את כל הכיתה מי שלא איתי עשו בתחיתה כן, אומר לך אם את רוצה מחר נפתח בוואטסאפ איזו קבוצה נפגיש שם את כל העולם ואת כולם זה לא סתם יום הולדת זהו יום מושלם אומר לך אם את רוצה נלך מחר לשלופינג ליום קצת ותראי שאת לא כמו כולם בעולם כי זה היום שלך וזה הוא יום מושלם סביא לי עגלות, תעמיס לי מצנות סגור לי דיג'י טוב כזה שגם מקפיץ בחתונות עם פלטה וגם אוזניות עם לדים ואורגן הרות שאין נגן גם אגדו וגם ירקיתם בשורות סגור את סטטיק ובן אל, לאון יואב ואדל גם קוסם ליצן ואיזה טוקי מקלל אם אתה לא מכיר אותי אז תחפש אותי בטיק טוק לא מכיר את האפליקציה אלא מותק טישטוק עומד מולי פה בשוק, תתחיל לזרום כפרה מסיבה שלי אז תתלהב שאני שרה הדיג'י נגן את כל הפלייליסט לשירים ואם הם לא זורמים אז תגיד לו שירים תזמין לי ים סלב עם ספורטאים וגם שרים ותגיד שיאכלו לי עד 220 תתקשר גם למורה שתיתן לי פטור משיעורים ותמסור לשם מחר גם כולם מאחורים
אומר לך אם את רוצה מחר נפתח בוואטסאפ איזו קבוצה נזמין שם את כל העולם ואת כולם זה לא סתם יום הולדת זה יום יום מושלם אומר לך אם את רוצה ללך מחר לשופינג ליום צצה ותראי שאת לא כמו כולם בעולם זה היום שלך וזהו יום מושלם
Baby, it's your mother's birthday today, look
Mami, איזה כיף יש לך יום הולדת לאכול אותך בנשיקה מתוקה כזאת ומרגשת בא לי ככה כל שנה
Oh, it's your birthday We gon' celebrate like mother freaking Thursday כולם יודעים שהיום את לא עובדת כי זה ברור שיש לך יום הולדת And all the things you really wanna do, baby
And all the things they do for you, baby. And all the ladies with you and everybody for you. And we gon' celebrate your mother freaking birthday.
זה פעם בשנה, כמה את יפה.
פעם איזה כיף יש לך יום הולדת, לאכול אותך בנשיקה. מתוקה כזאת ומרגשת, בא לי ככה כל שנה. איזה כיף שיש לך יום הולדת, כל היום איתך זה מתנה. על הראש הזה שאת אוהבת, בא לך ככה כל שנה.
It's your birthday, go shout it. It's your birthday, go shout it. It's your birthday, go, go.
It's your motherfucking birthday.
ובייבי כל היום בשופינג קונה גוצ'י לואי גם כשהוויזה שלה בדרופינג and she ain't never gonna stop it יש לה את הלוק, מברוק, so freaky freaky drop it
איך הילדה הזאת אוהבת מתנות אז קניתי לפנדורה בשביל כמה נשיקות העיקר שיהיה לה רק טוב ושאושר לא יוכל לעזוב
זה פעם בשנה כמה את יפה
יום הולדת לאכול אותך בנשיקה מתוקה כזאת ומרגשת בא לי ככה כל שנה איזה כיף שיש לך יום הולדת כל היום איתך זה מתנה על הראש הזה שאת אוהבת בא לך ככה כל שנה
Go shout it, it's your birthday Go shout it, it's your birthday Go shout it, it's your birthday Go, go
It's your motherfucking birthday
מאמי איזה כיף יש לך יום הולדת לאכול אותך בנשיקה מתוקה כזאת ומרגשת בא לי ככה כל שנה
איזה כיף שיש לך יום הולדת כל היום איתך זה מתנה על הראש הזה שאת אוהבת בא לך ככה כל שנה
כזאת ומרגשת בא לי ככה כל שנה
איזה כיף שיש לך יום הולדת כל היום איתך זה מתנה
על הראש הזה שאת אוהבת בא לך ככה כל שנה
מזל טוב
This is TLV1. You're listening to the sounds of Cold Cambridge. I am DJ Antithesis and we're celebrating 15 years. It's amazing. Just listening now to some more birthday songs. Those are the last birthday songs I'm going to be playing for you today. But we had Yom Uledet with Stefan Lagar together with Ofek HaMalach. Before that, Leon and Yoav's version of Yom Uledet featuring Ron Neshe, and a slightly different take on it, Yom Holadatech. Your birthday, not birthday, Yom Holadatech. That is by Avia Pinto. Anyway, a few more things come in from the listeners. Let's see what people are saying. So from Ron, congratulations on 15 years of Cold Cambridge. I seem to remember you once saying there was a break. We'll talk about that, actually. Your show has introduced me to a totally different genre of Israeli music I was completely ignorant of. My favourites tend to be Dudu Aaron, Moshe Peretz, Per Tassi, etc. Even though I don't understand a word, their particular sound appeals to me. And he's got a couple of suggestions there as well, which we'll definitely talk about and think about. Always happy to hear feedback. And then Ron says, looking forward to the next 15 years. Thank you, Ron. Hi, Antithesis. It's from Powell. First of all, congratulations on the 15th anniversary of the programme. I'm a relatively long-time listener, first-time writer here. Just wanted to briefly share how I started listening. He says, I think I found the podcast just by looking through TLV1's offerings in late 2016. On the very first one of your shows I listened to, you played Masiba Gdola by the Revivo Project, and then you said, I love this song so much, I'm going to play it again. And the fact that you were winning to do something so unorthodox gave me a sense of how genuinely passionate you are about the music you play. Thanks, Bao. And made me want to listen to more of your shows. And I don't think I've missed a single one since. Yeah, he's got also, Powell, thanks for the suggestions about some more retrospectives and things like that. It's definitely something we'll think about. And thanks for reading the message. Thank you, pal. And finally, I've got a message here from Hayuroka. Memories of the early days, she writes. Back in November 2005, jet-lagged and wide awake in the early hours of the morning in Tasmania, listening to Cold Cambridge on my BlackBerry when it was live at 2:30 in the afternoon the previous day in Cambridge. Also, in those days of live broadcast, trying to concentrate on the show when it was constantly being interrupted by excited updates of a strange Cambridge event called the Bumps. We used to... It's like the annual rowing races in Cambridge, and we used to do commentary on the radio station, and you know, we were broadcasting while the races were happening. So at certain times in the year, we would have like just you know, interruption of the live commentary of the Bumps. Pretty funny. And more recently, one of the highlights of 2019, my stint as co-presenter Hayuroka for the Purim broadcast in March, affording me the opportunity of sharing some of my favorite classic Israeli tracks with the listeners. Big up Hayuroka in the house. Thanks everyone for writing in. Thanks for the others who wrote in as well. We know we had to choose what we were going to read out, but we did write back to everyone and really, really appreciate it. I want to share a couple more memories too. You know, when I graduated, it's like, what do we do with the show? You know, I wasn't going to come up to Cambridge every week and you know, do the show. Even though the people at the station were like, you know, anything, if you want, record it, send it to us. We'd love to have it still on. So the first completely mental thing that happened was a few months later. I went out to United States, to Boston, to Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Hadag, one of the early co-presenters, he was studying in Harvard, and Scotty, who you heard from both of them in the little mix we had there of greetings, he was in MIT at the time. And I don't know how he did this, but Scotty managed to get us onto MIT student radio. And you know, without really knowing anything about us, we showed up, and I remember the station manager was saying, he was like, I'm not really sure about this. And I was like, come on, I've come all the way from England. The listeners are asking for it. And he sort of like said, all right. And I think at one point they were going to like not let us do it. And then the last minute he relented, and they loved the show so much. Firstly, it was really cool. We had a lot of people getting in touch, you know, across the Atlantic. And also from locally. And it was really cool just to be in a proper radio station, because the one in Cambridge, bless, you know, everything, it did what it needed to do, but you were in this kind of basement tiny room, and there it was like proper slick operation. But we finished our kind of show, a couple of hours, and then he was like, can you guys come back? And I was like, well, I'm flying this week, mate. But Cold Cambridge, Massachusetts, that was pretty special. Still got the recording of that. And then we were briefly on the short-lived Shalom FM that was based in London. The Jewish community got a very brief FM license. So we did a few shows on Shalom FM while they were still around. And then I moved over to Switzerland, at which point, you know, the show kind of went on break, really. You know, I was pretty intense moving country, starting a new job. And I did kind of, like, start trying to reach out to stations in Geneva, but you know, not with any intensity. And we ended up on break basically until TLV1 happened. We'll talk about that in our next little section, I think. Enough of me talking. Want to get on some tunes, and I think a nice birthday gift. A couple of big collaborations coming. We're firstly going to drop brand new release, my boy Stefan Nagar and Mergi. It's called Dibur Nagua, and after that, from a collaboration from Omer Adam and Netta, that's insane, called Beg. Check it out.
Yes, me. כל השבוע עוד דברים לעשות, אצלנו זה לא דיילי. תגידי כמה עוד אפשר לחכות, יום ראשון אני כמו משוגע, ועד לחמישי אני לא נרגע. שולחת לי טקסטים, אני לא נרדם. יש לה טיפול נגוע, אני אוהב את זה, מחכה לסוף שבוע, תתאום עוד קצת מזה. אני קורא לה ממסיתה, שואלת מה רצית. יש לה טיפול נגוע, אני אוהב את זה, אני אוהב. ממסיתה מדיגמה, רע ממסיתה
casare Io lo amo vero Yes, la tipo una cuba Stefano e me
אני מגיע עם הוון בון לא מוצא כיוון וון מחפש אותך במסיבה כמו אסקייפ רום
לא, לא רוצה כלום הפכת לי את היקום גם הכוכבים לא התפסו כזה מומנטום
אין אל דומינגו סוי כמו הוא לוקו אתה אל חויבס נו אסטוי דסקנסנדו
שולחת לי טקסטים אני לא נרדם יש לה דיבון
עקוה אני אוהב את זה מחכה לסוף שבוע תתאם עוד קצת מזה אני קורא לה ממסיתה שואלת מה רציתה יש לה דיבון עקוה אני אוהב את זה אני אוהב
Bam bam bam
Salim Macarena Ratatatam
Yalla vamos Bam bam bam
Ani ohev et ze
Dali dali Bam bam bam
Salim Macarena Ratatatam
Yalla vamos Bam bam bam
Yesh la tipon goa Ani ohev et ze
Mechake la sof shavua
Itpam of ktsat mize Ani kore la mamasita Shoe
Раз, два.
תגידי לי מה
מאמי מה אתה מדביל בלטיל מה אתה טרנטינה פה זה לא קלפיל זוז למה נגיד אותך ליל
בואי וברו
בק, 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 בק בק מי, בק פורמו קנות דגה בק, בק, בק מי, בק בק מי, בק פורמו
בואי וברו
בק, 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 בק בק מי, בק פורמו קנות דגה בק, בק בק מי, בק Beg me, beg for more
מה את לא רואה? לא מבינה שחור לבן ומה? לא רוצה להריב אני תמיד יוצא השם למה?
מה עושים עכשיו? עושה לי גב בפרפרים בבטר מי פה מאוהב? עזוב עכשיו תצא לי מהחדר
ועכשיו אני צמא לך שותק מבפנים צורח
לא צריך קפה
לשתוק להרים לך מסוק רק תגידי לי מה
מאמי מה אתה מדביל בלטיל מה אתה טרנטינה פה זה לא קלפיל זוז למה נגיד אותך ליל
בואי וברו
בק 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 מי בק פורמו
בואי וברו
בק 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 מי בק בק מי בק פורמו
בק בק
Back, back, back me, back for more Can up the gap, back, back Back me, back, back me, back for more
Thank you.
Well, check that out, huh? This is Radio TLV1. You're listening to the sounds of Cold Cambridge. I'm DJ Antiphasis. Beg. Ome Adam and Netta. That is a banger right there. And of course, before that, Dibu Nagua featuring Mergi and Stefan Legar. Final things on the birthday celebration. I wanted to just tell you a bit about how we got here to where we are now. You know, it was 2013. Yeah, 2013. I got like a phone call from the people who were setting up TLV1. And I don't know how they heard about me, but they'd heard about me. And they were like, you know, you should come and talk to us. I was like, yeah. Missed doing Cold Cambridge. But, you know, just life got in the way. And it was perfect timing because I was on the tour guide course. So I wasn't in the middle of like, you know, I had quite a stressful job when I made Aliyah. And I came in, I did a pilot, and they were just like, this is sick. Yeah. I mean, firstly, you know, a lot of the people coming in back then to do pilots hadn't had any radio experience. So I knew a little bit what I was doing. But, you know, they liked the energy of it. In fact, they asked us to open the whole station. When the station launched, we were the first show. And it's been a pleasure. The absolute highlight, I think, was my wedding day, where, you know, we were still doing live broadcasts at the time. And we're broadcasting every Thursday afternoon, and I was getting married on the Thursday. I was like, what do I do? I can't let the listeners down. So we did a live broadcast like a few hours before my wedding, and it was a really, really fun show. Like, we had a lot of the wedding guests came in, quite a few former co-presenters. It was pretty insane. We had like Hadromi call in from Australia. It was big times. That was like definitely a highlight while we were here. Had some great guests pass through the studio too. And it's just nice to be like in a proper professional setup. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a really serious place, like proper equipment, producers, techie people, editing things. So big up to everyone at TLV1. And it's actually like at this point that I should probably give you some news. We're not entirely sure what's going to happen next. And as I told you at the beginning of the show, we've got some important news. Like, it looks like, you know, the way that we've been making this work for the past 6.5 years on TLV1 is not going to be able to carry on. And that's no reflection on the guys at TLV1. They're amazing. Been hugely supportive of the show. Especially big up to Itai, the station manager. Works tirelessly. But if we're going to have this continue, we've got a couple of shows left to run. And then at the moment, like, Cold Cambridge is going on break again. Now, we'll come back. I don't know when, don't know how. But at the moment, it's got two more shows and we're going on break. So we're looking at various different ways for us to keep the show going. For me, because I love doing it. But most importantly for you guys, right? You're the listeners. And one option, or the lead option we're looking at now, is kind of a crowdfunding campaign. There's a lot of cost that goes into this show. It's the studio time. It's the editing time. It's just not stuff that I do. It's the music rights. It's the hosting of the show, the kind of bandwidth. And we put a number on it. And basically what we are asking you guys to do, if you can, is to see if you can help us support the show a little bit financially. We're going to be launching a page on a website called Patreon. It's how a lot of podcasts support themselves. And that will enable us to keep things going. And, you know, there's a whole range of packages there. You're going to get all sorts of benefits if you sign up to a patron of the show. Like, we're able to offer you all sorts of cool stuff, exclusive content, you know, even tour guiding, planning services. You know, I'm taking that also. Antiphasis EPs we're going to drop to people who, you know, subscribe for certain amounts. I wanted to put like the smallest amount there to 50 cents to half a dollar per month, which is, you know, absolutely nothing, $6 a year. But basically the way the site works, you know, they take a cut on, you know, the money that comes in, and with the small amounts, you just basically end up getting nothing. So the smallest amount there is $2 a month, which, you know, it's nothing really. If you think about it, you know, you bring out $2 every month without even thinking about it. And we really don't need a lot of people looking at the listener figures for the show, we don't need a lot of you guys to go in at that minimum level to keep the show going. And, you know, you can definitely say, well, you know, you can do a lot of other things with those $2. You give it to charity. I get that. So what I would say is if you decide you're not going to support the show, then do give those $2 to charity. Give them to somewhere worthwhile. But I know a lot of you out there, those $2 a month, that's something you could do, even if you wanted to do a bit more. You know, like I said, there's all sorts of benefits for the higher levels. And that will help us keep going. That will help us keep spreading the love of Israeli music around the world globally, giving you exposure to these guys. You know, we play a lot of stuff you can't even hear on the other Israeli stations because, you know, we don't pay attention to the PR people. We don't pay attention to the playlists. I just play what I think is good. So it's our 15th birthday and we've been given a gift to you for the past 15 years. It's also been a gift for me. I love it. But it's time for us to ask for you guys to give us a gift as well, if you can, to help this carry on. So keep an eye on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ColeCambridge, or our website, ColeCambridge.com. And that Patreon page is going to go live. And we've basically got a month to save the show. Okay, if we don't get the amount we need, kind of commitment, by the end of Feb, we're going off air. Like I said, we'll come back at some point. We've been off air before, I believe. But like, if we want to keep things going, we've basically got a month to do it. So that is my deep heartfelt request for you guys. Anything you can do to help would be amazing. Or if you know someone who could be interested in sponsoring or something like that, be amazing. But we're going to keep doing what we're doing for the love. And I want to play you out with a couple of songs. And in the spirit of us all being together, this is a song I actually slept on last year. I shouldn't have slept on it. It was actually a massive song in 2019. Shevet Achim V'Achayot, like a tribe of brothers and sisters. That's what we are, right? That's what the people of Israel is. It's got every single Israeli artist you can think of in terms of age, in terms of genre, in terms of like linguistic background. Everyone is on this track doing the line. It's a very like symbolic track. And on Cold Cambridge, I like to think we're also a tribe of brothers and sisters. Anything you can do to help us out, we'd appreciate it. Here's the game.
נפשי עוד הומיה מהמצדה של הזריחות ירושלים בסליחות מחוף כנרת ואכזיר
מהמסיבות של תל אביב אבי חלם והתפלל
לחיות בארץ ישראל היום ילדי אותי שואל מה הסיפור של ישראל?
כאן זה בית, כאן זה לב ואותך אני לא עוזב אבותינו שורשים
ואנחנו הפרחים המנגינות
שבט אחים ואחיות
אוספים ביחד נדודים בתוך תרמיל געגועים אדם ונוף מולדתו חורת קווים בכף ידו בין התפילות לנדרים
ריחות פרדס של הדרים
ובעיניה של אמי
תמיד אמצא את מקומי על הגיטרה מתנגן ניגון עתיק שמחבר
כאן זה בית כאן זה לב ואותך אני לא עוזב
אבותינו שורשים ואנחנו הפרחים המנגינות
שבט אחים ואחיות
הפלאים של הסיפור כמו שתי מילים להתחבר
בחוץ האב של משורר אני מכאן אני שייך וכל חבר שלי כמו
אתה פועמת בלבבי אני מזרח מערבי
כאן זה בית כאן זה לב ואותך אני לא עוזב
אבותינו שורשים ואנחנו הפרחים המנגינות
שבט אחים
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't leave you downbeat, right? This is Gad Elbaz. It's a version of a Chabad Nigun, actually. Hakiroti Lachem Bracha, featuring DJ Roy Harush. Thanks for the love. It's been an amazing 15 years. Amazing. So many great memories. Thanks for being with us on this celebratory show. And we're going to leave you with our original intro from way back in the day, just taking you back down memory lane. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, and hopefully by then, the crowdfunding will be taking us to great places. Thanks for your support, people.
Breakdown!
The best Israeli and Jewish music.
Cambridge.
The best Israeli and Jewish music. Every Thursday from 6 to 8.
Hi, this is Mookie.
Hello, I'm Moshe Ben-Avi.
This is David Broza.
Hi, this is Ivy Lido.
Hi, I'm Shiri Maimon.
We're from Sotei HaNevuah.
Hi, it's Zorit Haddad.
I'm Kwame De La Fox.
Hi, I'm Oli Levi.
Yo, what up? This is Subliminal, and you're listening to Cole Cambridge on CUR 1350.